This is High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Everett's best play tonight has been the quarterback draw. They spread the field. They need 11 yards. Schmidt rolls, looks, throws it long, and that is knocked away by the Vikings. Boy, that was tipped up and almost caught. Jackson had four defenders there. They did a good job to tip the ball. And now
we had that exact play covered about 20 years ago when I was still coaching.
Yeah.
And a kid from Everett laying flat on his back
caught
that ball to beat us on the last play of the game.
Yeah,
that was over at Archie Ross Stadium up at Centennial Field at Lansing Everett.
I think a couple Jackson defenders actually kind of collided. They tipped it right back over their head.
Exactly the same play, except that year everything went against us. And this year so far a lot of things have gone against Jackson, but a lot of things have gone good, too.
Yeah.
The Everett players are dropping by like flies. There's another laying in the end zone.
And again, I think there's a lot of cramping out here, but I haven't seen a Jackson player have that problem.
See those big tires in the end zone, those gigantic truck tires?
Yeah.
Those kids work out with those. They take them and they flip them end over end and they push them. And Scott did a good job with these kids. They're a good group of kids that work hard. They had a boot camp during the summer. They went to camp for a couple of days and a little bit of togetherness, but an awful lot of work. And these kids, they have a tendency to stick together, and I suspect this after two very impressive outings, last week's nice win over Ann Arbor Huron, and it appears to be a nice win tonight. 42-20 lead by Jackson with 11:53 to go in the ball game. We could have something good going here.
This is the best Jackson team I've seen in quite a while, Tim.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. That's the other thing.
They have some weapons, and when you get... Here's Pryor. 40, 45, cut back, 50, 40, 30. Caught from behind, dragged down, necktie tackle.
You know, there's seven referees. There's two guys deep like that and a back judge. Somebody had to have seen that, but nobody threw a penalty.
Yeah, that could have been a flag.
Yep. But then again, there was Pryor. They got him. He got Jackson out of trouble deep in their own territory with a nice run up the middle on a simple veer. It was just a simple belly play.
Timeout, Lansing Everett again. 11 o'clock. I don't know if I've ever been over here for a football game at 11 o'clock. Have we?
No.
I don't think so.
I have been here.
Have we been here at midnight?
This
could be
here,
a long fourth quarter.
I've been here coming home from a track meet when I was head track coach. We would get back from regionals, and I remember the last straw, the last year before when I quit. We got back from the regional at Ionia. We left here at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. We arrived. I signed that bus slip at 1:45 a.m. That was the end. I said, you know what? Life's too short for this. I'm not going to do it anymore.
I might say that here in a half hour.
Man.
11:42. Pryor scampered all the way down to the 16-yard line.
I'd say right now it does look like Everett's dragging their wagons
a
little bit.
I would say you're right, yeah. I want to get one more touchdown. Please. And this might be it. Pryor dragged down, gets down to the six.
That big old dude got a hold of him. That would be Stephon Walker. And he got a hold of Corey and just kind of held on, dragged him to the ground at the 6-yard line.
First down.
You know, they must not have a JV team. Tom?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they have a lot of freshmen. Few sophomores on this team. They have very few seniors. So they could still have a JV team, certainly. 6-yard line. First and goal for the Vikings. And here's Pryor again, and he's just inside the five.
The ball carrier inside the five near the four.
Clock runs 10 and 55 to go in this tilt on 101.9 1450.
Second and goal.
GLC Time Ranchford, Josh Ankrel. Get Josh that overtime money tonight. Vikes spread the field, Pryor the lone running back. With Juan Bramlett. Bramlett has just ran this beautifully. Up the middle, touchdown. Are you kidding?
Bramlett, 4 yards.
Fake to Pryor, Bramlett off right tackle. And nobody got a whiff at him. 48-20. Fourth, big night for the Viking quarterback.
Well, fourth rushing touchdown for Lawan Bramlett, who's kind of emerging as a leader of this group, as along with Pryor and Suddeth. And it's a very nice, and this is a good weapon too, as Nick Kreider drills that PAT.
Man, good kicker.
You know, you asked, Everett did have a JV team. Jackson beat them last night. And they also had a freshman team, and Everett won the freshman game.
Wow. I want Jackson to play Akron St. Vincent next week. 10:25 yet to go.
Well, it's we go to East Lansing next week, and last year East Lansing was 1-8, and they're only, Jackson beat them. I think they must have beaten Eastern, but
Faraco's still there.
Yes. And it's been a rough. They were very good under Bill. His first couple years they were not. He got the nickname Running Clock Bill. But they've fallen on some hard times the last couple of years.
Great kick by Crowder. He was in the end zone, Tom. That should have been blown dead. Here's the run back. There's a clip. No call. I think these refs might have checked out. You can't put your foot back in.
Yeah,
the end zone.
I think the ball didn't. I think it's the ball.
Okay. Boy, I thought if you had any part of your body in the end zone, you could not bring that out.
Tackle near the 30.
Check the rule book. Then there was a blatant clip right in front of the official.
My rule book's in my equipment bag.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll see that someday.
And that's at West Catholic.
Umbrella's back up here. We have that rain's coming just straight down. There's not really much of any wind here.
Now it's
and
heavy.
It's raining hard. The skies have opened up.
Can you imagine that bus ride back to Everett?
That'll be fun. It is just pouring here. Rain is coming down in absolute buckets. Band loves it.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a blast.
And you know what the kids on the field do, too, for Jackson anyway, up 49-20 with 9.5 minutes to go in the game, because they're enjoying some success that, quite honestly, has eluded them for a while.
Kenny Schmidt, low snap, breaks into the secondary, rolls out for what looks like a first down at the 40-yard line with 9:24 to go.
That is a beautiful rain.
It is coming straight down, and it is an absolute monsoon.
Forever.
It was. They did give Schmidt a first down at the 40. Clock runs 8:55. Low snap. Running back is drilled in the backfield.
And again, a good job up front by the Jackson defensive front. I think one of the linebackers made the tackle, but the front held those blockers up to allow the linebackers to do their job. That's a sign of a good defense, because the tackles and the ends aren't honestly going to make a whole lot of tackles, but they need to hold the offensive linemen off of getting a chip block on those linebackers so the linebackers can make their plays. Holy
moly. We haven't had this much rain in a month. It is just blasting down here. It can't rain any harder. It is unbelievable. Second and 12. Quarterback runs it, and he's drilled at the 40, dragged down at the 41.
Remember what I said? Those big puffy clouds hold an awful lot of moisture.
Wow. We're getting rain right now that we haven't had for about a month around here.
Good thing there's that new antenna on the roof, because the last one, remember last year we had a little bit of, when it rained, it got in that little, I think it got in that little hose, that little fitting. Kind of bumped us off the air. Even Norman Nearpass has given up in the rain.
Third down and 9. Kenny Schmidt back to throw it. Throws it long. It's caught. Down to the 6-yard line.
Great shoestring tackle there by, I want to say, Ballard on that far side, the corner for Jackson. That was a prayer. You have to think that that's the most unlikely play in this driving rainstorm. That was a beautiful catch.
Just to get the ball out there.
Yeah, beautiful throw and catch in a driving rain.
Under 7 to go. And the ball's at the 7-yard line. Rain lets up a little bit.
You can still barely see across the field.
Yeah.
Now, I heard Mike Reed on the weather report say that fog is also going to roll in.
Well, Mike is a fine predictor of weather. From the 7. Touchdown Everett. Right up the middle. It looked like
Leandre Wright, I think.
7 yards for an Everett touchdown.
That's not the name Mike Timms just announced.
I thought it was McQuinn Norris, number 9. Everett will kick an extra point here with 6.5 to go. And that kick is good.
Next kick is good.
49-26. Action brought to you by the Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, the Auto Lab, Subway Sub Shops, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Northwest Schools, Blair's Car Care, Legacy Assisted Living, Collector Zone, American Title Company, a few of our sponsors.
Well, I know the one place that will be open just down the street here will be Subway right after we give the Subway player of the game.
Do they deliver?
I think they stay open until midnight, so we should be pushing it.
Yeah, we'll be pushing it. See if Everett tries an onsider here. It's 49-27.
You know, we probably shouldn't eat this late, but it's not late. When your schedule's as screwed up as yours is, what's late?
No, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pryor is deep.
Pryor deep. Keck will kick. And he kicks it deep, surprisingly. And that is out of bounds. Flag.
Flag on the play.
And Jackson probably take it out at the, they get it at 35 or 40 yard line or wherever they get it.
I know that's the one rule, that's one rule that goes back to the ancient beginnings of football, but I don't particularly care for it. I mean,
you want him to kick it over?
Well, if the ball goes out of bounds, put it there. If you can't field it there, and it rolls much like a punt.
Well,
I mean, if you can do that consistently, but.
Last score I heard, Tom, Utah 17, Michigan 3. That's got to be in the fourth quarter by now.
Michigan's only scored 3.
Yeah. Dan Jackson runs 35, 40. 45, Sudduth. Sudduth gets a dozen.
You know, in the Michigan game, that I know you guys were talking about, that, but that playing at elevation, the oxygen levels in your blood are much diminished at that height, and you can get acclimated. So the kids from Utah are acclimated to that, and the kids from Michigan aren't. Not, you know, proffering that as an excuse, but is a definite concern.
A definite factor, no doubt. First down, Jackson. 5:55 to go. Hard run by Sudduth. They couldn't get him down. They finally had to blow the whistle just to stop the play.
Sudduth, the ball carrier. Across the 50 near the 47.
Well, Sudduth, just a tremendous basketball player.
Stop ball is at the 47, third, correction.
You know, there's still almost 30 people over on the Everett seating area. I mean, through this driving rainstorm.
Sudduth will be one of the top juniors in the state, really, as far as athletes. And Everett jumps offside. That'll be a free five.
No, it's against Jackson. They went wide receiver to the right, went in motion.
Illegal motion against the offense, 5 yards. Ball is now at the Jackson High 48. Second and 10.
So Pryor goes back in, replaces Daniel Gant. Jackson with a 22-point lead with 4:45 to go in the game.
Bramlett out of that gun. And Sudduth is smothered right at the line of scrimmage.
Stop near the line of scrimmage. Josh Gordon and Stephon Walker made the stop.
Third down, about 10. Following the procedure penalty. And we're getting that clock under 4 minutes. Third, about 9, long count. Bramlett looking at the official. Gets the countdown. Fakes the handoff. Bramlett. Beautiful run. 45-40. First down. Boy, is he shifty on that quarterback keep.
Again, making good decisions, and he's a good, strong football player.
He's about a buck 90.
Balls at the Everett 39.
6 foot, 185 senior. And he has been impressive for 2 weeks. And what a job, Tom, that offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They've had their nose to the grindstone all night. Lavery pulls. Big hole there, and Sutta dives for additional yardage down to the 30-yard line.
Of course, that stops the clock. 3:08 to go in the game. Jackson leads by 22 by the score of 49-27. You know, by the time this thing ends, we will have been here 6 hours.
Don't even say it.
Got here at 5:30, and it's darn near 11:30.
Second about two. And here's Sutta for a first down. Right up the pipe.
That's enough for Viking first down.
Carroll, Albrecht, Hubbard, Lavery, Rudolph. Offensive front. Best offensive line in a long time for Jackson High.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
They have really played well here the first 2 weeks.
And to be honest, that was the question mark going in. And they handled a pretty good size defensive
They're
front.
Big.
Yeah.
They're big.
From Lansing Everett.
Here's Bramlett, still on his feet. First down, he's inside the 15 to the 13.
Now you got a 22-point lead with 2:25 to go.
You got to put Holland in, don't you?
I would think so. I would get Pryor and all those guys out of there.
Yeah, those guys should not be in there right now.
And I've been going to almost say that for the last couple of minutes.
First and 10.
So impressed with Bramlett.
Scott's trying to lengthen this. He didn't send the play back in with Bramlett until he got the clock pretty much exhausted. Back judge does have his hand up. Now he begins the 5-second count.
And here's Pryor. 10-5, touchdown.
You know how precise that was? Touchdown by Corey Pryor. They snapped the ball as the official was on the 25th second. That's how precise that was when Scott sent him in. Another question would be, why is Corey Pryor and Lawan Bramlett and Shawnee Suddeth running the ball with a 22-point lead? But hopefully we got out of here without any injuries.
Maybe you're sending a message. Yeah. But I agree. I don't know why they were in there for that series. But they did wind that clock down to 1:45.
Pryor's kick is good.
Crowder bangs one through again, 56-27. Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll come back, wrap the game up with our Subway Sub Shop Player of the Game on 101.9 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Back at the stadium, the rain has subsided. 1:39 to go. Vikings 56, Everett 27. Incomplete pass stops the clock.
Second and 10 at the 20.
Oh, you got Michigan State tomorrow night. They start their quest against the Broncos of Western Michigan. Tomorrow, 5:30 here on 101.9 1450.
And on cue, just like I mentioned lightning in the first half, we had a lightning delay. You mentioned the rain stopped.
And it started
torn.
Back up. Fire a pass out here, caught.
This is unbelievable.
Wow, that rain is just really coming down. You can hear it.
And again, and made the stop.
It's just I know some press boxes that wouldn't hold up to this rain.
No.
This one does, fortunately. minute left. They're trying to throw it long. Now the quarterback runs. And he's knocked down 39-yard line.
Schmidt on the keeper.
Kenny Schmidt.
Could you picture being down at Sand Creek right now?
Oh.
In the top row of the bleachers at Monroe Catholic at Navarre Field. Also in the top row of the bleachers.
That was worse than Sand Creek.
This is even coming down.
Second and one.
Wow. Well, they said torrential rain.
Did Mike Reed say that?
He may have.
I think so.
A better adjective might be a torrential downpour.
It is really coming down again. This could be the last play of the game. They run it a couple yards. They stop the clock with 4 seconds. That's
well, he has to stop it to reset the chains.
They wind it up. That's it. And our final score, Jackson, 56. Lansing Everett, 27. And we end the game at 11-27.
3 hours and 4 minutes after we started, but we started
about 8:20.
We kicked off at 8:21, so we started an hour and 21 minutes late. I guess from the beginning to the end, it was 4 hours and 25 minutes.
Well, great job by Jackson, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, Lawan Bramlett. Just a phenomenal performance. A lot of players of the game tonight for Jay High. That offensive line was fantastic. And this should be a team with a lot of confidence, Tom, going up to East Lansing.
Well, indeed, they do have a lot of confidence, and they beat East Lansing a year ago, which always bodes well, and absolutely no reason whatsoever they can't go up to East Lansing next week and beat them and come back here to face Sexton with a 3-0 record.
Well, again, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, Lawan Bramlett, the final score tonight, Jackson High 56. Lansing Everett, 27. We'll be back here next Friday night. Lumen Christi, Battle Creek, Harper Creek. Lumen, an easy winner tonight against Charlotte. Vandercook won the other radio game tonight as they had no difficulty with East Jackson. We'll have all the scores in the morning across the network of stations. For Tom Ratchford and Josh Ankrell. GOC again, 56-20 for Jackson High. They go to 2-0. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
You've been listening to High School Football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM. Tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center.
High School Football on ESPN 101.9 and 1450 AM is also brought to you by the Protection Center, the Collector Zone, American Title Company, Legacy Assisted Living, ProCare Automotive, Blair's Car Care, Lafier Realty, Auto Lab, County National Bank, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community School, Ajax, the Jackson YMCA, and sponsoring the player of the game, Subway.
Don't miss a moment of our live sports coverage. Visit JacksonESPN.com for complete broadcast schedules for each team.